David Usher is a Canadian songwriter and performer who has sold over 1.3 million albums worldwide. He's received multiple Juno Awards, both with his band Moist in the 90s and as a solo performer, and has had numerous hit songs at radio in Canada, Asia, and Europe over the last 20 years. David's a longtime active supporter of Amnesty International and War Child, two extremely important charities, and recently began working with the reforestation program Tree Canada. David Usher, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, just before we went on the air, I was talking about looking forward to seeing you rock out at the Granada Theatre, and you corrected me and said folk out, which I think is actually has been sort of the segue of your career in the last little while. Tell me about this this shift and this plan or decision or inspiration to put a new spin on some of your songs.
It's funny. It's almost like a way back in a way, because when I first came out with my first solo record, Little Songs, it's very much an acoustic album. And for the last 2 years, it was about 2 years ago it started. I really started feeling like I wanted to play some of these songs in their raw state. Because, when I write a song, I'm usually by myself. It's usually really late at night or really early in the morning. And there's a different feeling to the songs when they're just coming out and when the inspiration hits you. So I really wanted to capture some of those things that you capture when you first write a song, when it's just you and the guitar.
And successfully so. Like, there's I totally can appreciate what that must feel like. This idea that when you're initially getting into it, when the song is coming to you, when the inspiration hits, it's not gonna hit as a full on, full out, entire band, kind of experience. So, you can bring it forth to that point, but you can also bring it back. So it's an interesting. There's sort of a full circle effect to it as well.
Yeah, the lyric is very different when it's just you. I always spend so much time on the words, and I love it with a band, but sometimes a lot of that stuff gets a lot of the lyric and the melody can be buried by the sheer force of the band.
Now, would you say, like, this is, you've been at this for some time now and somehow managed to look exactly the same? That's
kind of... I don't know if I do. I don't feel the same. I was in the studio actually yesterday working on a song, and I was joking with the producer that I feel like I've been worn by a large pumice stone of time. So it's like getting ground out, you know. So I think everyone that has kids feels that, you know.
Well, I guess I maybe it's a different kind of hunger to get your craft out there.
Yeah.
But over this period of time, there are these songs that you've created and worked on and whatnot. I often wonder if certain songs can become almost get that radio song effect for the performer themselves, like kind of that. Okay, I know the crowd really loves this one. I'm a little tired of playing it, but I think I'll give it my best and get it on stage there. So.
Well, I mean, that's what's so nice about playing the songs in a completely different way.
Yeah.
It feels completely different. I mean, the arrangements are different, and the energy on stage is different. The relationship between myself and the guys, my band. I mean, it's just the three of us now, Kevin and myself and John. And the audience, the interaction is completely different. So for us, it's so fresh. That I think that really translates, because you sort of get this new breath to your show where, you know, you need, for myself, you need that, the sense of risk, you know, that things could go horribly wrong at any moment. They generally don't, but you need to believe. I mean, that's part of the reason I started singing in French as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a new thing that just, it totally freaked me out. But then the second I realized that, I had to go there.
So you're now, according to your bio, you're British born, but have lived in Canada for most of your life, right?
I lived a lot of places. I'm British born, but I also lived in England. I lived in California. I lived in Asia for a while. I lived in New York for 5 years.
So now you're in Montreal.
I'm in Montreal now, yeah.
And so this whole venture into singing in French as well, you've collaborated with Marie May, who's a extremely well-loved and followed young Francophone Quebec performer.
Yeah, Marie and I have been friends for 5 years, 7 years. And her boyfriend, Fred Saint-Gelais, is a very good friend of mine as well, who's actually mixed a couple of my records. So we're always sort of hanging out, working together on different things. And so when it came time to try and sing a song, I thought, man, it would be interesting to sing this song in French.
Yeah.
I immediately went to them to try a translation. And they really, and obviously it worked pretty well.
Now, one thing that I've noticed a lot about you as a performer as well is there's a certain generosity when it comes to social media as well. You've put up quite raw production videos even of when you're working on tracks and recording them, but it's like a chance to see kind of from that sort of raw experience, studio-esque experience of putting something down. That's quite a generous thing to do for your fans. How do you find the whole idea of the social networking and that kind of opportunity to interact with fans differently?
I mean, I really like the idea of new media. I'm a pretty tech savvy guy, so I mean, I've been very involved with social media and the web. I mean, I love to experiment with different tools and different channels online. At the same time, you know, social media is it's a double-edged sword where, it is the distraction media, and trying to balance yourself between, what is interesting, valuable, and what is just generally sort of time-wasting masturbation is the balance in there, you know?
I guess it's to find that balance somewhere where you feel like you're still accomplishing something and not completely just losing yourself to it. Yeah.
Well, you want to communicate and you want to talk about things that are interesting, but at the same time, it's a self perpetuating machine that always needs to be fed. So you have to put limits on it. You know, I could easily become an iPhone addict, but I try my best to limit myself.
I keep kind of expecting to see more people walking into polls, honestly, as they go down the street. It just kind of seems like they're headed in that direction. So you're going to be tell me about this tour that you're on right now during the month of February in Quebec. It sounds like you've chosen a really different lineup when it comes to venues. Is that more to do with the style of music that you're like the transformation of the music, that intimacy?
Yeah, I mean, theaters are much better suited to theaters because, I mean, it's songs. It's about songs and listening. It's also about, I do a lot of talking as well, apparently. So, I mean, it's a balance of those kind of things. And it just feels so much better to do it in theaters. It just, the music rings out better and there's just a different feeling in the room.
You know, I was just thinking that this is probably more a reflection of the fan base, but also for people who've been following your career over the last, well, we'll say it's like 2 decades now, I guess.
Yeah.
For those of us who've been following you, we're also probably more open to the idea of shows that have that quality to them as well. You know, it's not that our rocking out days are done or numbered or by any stretch of the imagination, but just that there's been a lot of that over the last 20 years, and it's kind of nice to have to be able to still see the stars that we love, and yet in that like comfier sort of atmosphere, it's more of there's I think there's probably much more of an opportunity for an interaction with the crowd too. It doesn't become that big giant like wall of sound and faces.
Well, it's a different experience, and some people, you know, you have to, like, to come to this kind of show, you have to be open that it's a different kind of experience, that you're not trying to get, you know. And for us as a band too, it took us, you know, for myself and my guys, it took us a while to get used to playing in theaters, because it's a whole different energy. I mean, just getting ready for a show like this is completely different in sort of where you have to place your head and your, you know, to get your mind and your body ready to play this kind of show is completely different than a rock show. So
yeah, it must be a completely different space.
It is.
So you're going to be at the Granada Theater in Sherbrooke on February 10th. That's next Thursday.
Yes.
That's great stuff. Good timing to all of those Valentine's people out there who are trying to figure out what to do. Go, take your lover to see David Usher, for this intimate show.
And I would sing you a love song.
And then lose her completely. Well, we'll certainly be so glad to have you here in Sherbrooke, and absolutely looking forward to it, David.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for being part of DH Radio.
Thanks.